Says Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Action day for ACORN and Ottawa conventions. The last day of an ACORN convention is Action Day. It starts early because it's also going home day for the members as they pack out their gear on the buses so they're ready to roll once the work is done. There are already members sitting on the steps outside of the dorm room at 6:30 a.m. when I hit the street. There were speakers in the morning, local and federal politicians and labor leaders came by, but the real preparation was practicing the chants for the day so that fair banking and affordable internet substituted on some of the lines where normally a cry for justice arose. Everyone was in good form by the time the briefing was finished, the speech is over, and it was time to roll downtown. After offloading on Queen Street, the march assembled near the War Memorial in Elgin, picking up some supporters along the way and pressing cars driving by to honk their support as they sang and chanted. Humid days and sprinkling rain had been substituted for a bright day with a steady breeze breaking the heat, so everything seemed in order as the march set off down Elgin towards the building housing the Ministry of Finance, picking up some bicycle cops along the way as our de facto escorts. At the corner of the ministry building, Ottawa moved along the side door to the formal entrance, while Toronto went towards the Elgin Street entrance, and Nova Scotia and British Columbia took the other side door. Quickly and efficiently, everyone was in the large foyer of the building. Some held banners in front of the building with our demands so that all could see. Banking of any sort in the modern world specializes in security, so there was never any notion that the crowd would get past the foyer, so the chants demanded the minister come down and meet. After some time, when the police threatened to call the paddy wagons and begin arrest, all the members responded by sitting down and continuing singing and shouting their chants for action on fair banking and an end to predatory lending. A demand letter was sent up as the members moved across the business district to rally in the shadow of the federal parliament building, of the creepily named, in front of the building, the creepily named Ministry of Innovation. The ministry had acceded to our demands for a meeting and held up announcements on internet access they had privately negotiated with telecoms after we protested our exclusion. This was a warning rally that we were watching and waiting, but would be back in force if we didn't get satisfaction. Marva Barnett, ACORN's president, addressed the crowd, ending the action in the convention as everyone roared, and then settled in for the trip home and the fights to come. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.